And of course, one thing we were just talking earlier, Monty, is the little bit of rain we had was so nice.
Yes.
I got about 3/10 at Bentwood.
I bet I probably got less than that. Yesterday when I walked out to the pickup, I park on a little cleachy pad, and I kind of used my foot and to see how deep it went. It went about a half inch.
Yeah.
So it's already gone.
But there is some about that rainwater. I mean,
you can't beat Mother Nature. No. Absolutely. And this is the pH. So, let's talk about St. Augustine as well. You said that you like St. Augustine, but you had a problem. Well, St. Augustine likes 40 inches of water per year. Okay. But the pH level of St. Augustine grows at a 5. 7 is neutral. We're an 8. So what does that tell me? That tells me that's most of the time when somebody has a yellow yard, it's my pH is off. I'm either overwatering or I have too much shade. So I have to ask all of these questions. And, somebody kind of looks at me when I'm asking all of these questions about their yard, but I'm drawing a picture. I'm trying to figure out why is it yellow. If it's yellow because it's a pH, then yes, we can fix that. If it's yellow because of irrigation, then it doesn't cost you anything to fix your irrigation system.
Right.
So we kind of got to know why it's yellow.
And what about this? They said there's a lot of salt in our water.
There is some, and especially the lack of rainfall that we have that salt buildup. Some of the homes that you can go and look at, what I look at, as a realtor, you're looking at different homes and structures. I'm looking at the yard and I'm looking at the fence. The fence with the yellow, the white lines that's on that tells me that's a very high salt content yard. So if you water shallow often, then you get that salt buildup on top. Therefore, even with that, you want to water deeply. And there's some other products that we can have, a wetting agent that can go in there to help break that layer and push that water farther south.
Okay, and that's about the next thing. You have some chemicals that we can...
Oh, yes, yeah. I can control Bermuda grass out of your St. Augustine. I can control St. Augustine out of your Bermuda grass. What I can't control is I can't control common Bermuda out of your new hybrid Bermuda that you planted in your yard. I can't do that.
Got
because
it.
Both of those are the same family.
Right. That makes sense. So what kind of chemicals do you recommend for, like right now the drought, and it was just yesterday I was driving around looking, especially going down Beauregard, all those, it's like they're all dead. I mean, nothing green.
So let's put a yard into good, bad, and ugly, okay? So I usually put a scale together from 1 to 10, and I've kind of moved that off just because right now the way the drought is. So a good yard. There's no excellent yards in town right now, but a good yard has still some growth. So if you're still mowing it twice a week and you're using the rule of a third, meaning you're not cutting off more than a third of the plant tissue, and you've got some growth, you can manage your fertilization. You can still fertilize. You can still take care of it that direction. So if you're a bad yard, okay, so a bad yard is you're not mowing it at all. It's not growing. Your goal right there is just manage water. Don't worry about feeding it because you don't want to stress that plant any more than it is. An ugly yard has absolutely no water. It has mesquite growing in it right now. And mesquite in our part of the country, if we could have grass that would grow like mesquite, I think we'd do great. But those yards, you need to kind of at least manage the irrigation around the foundation. And I get it. If your Bermuda is not, your Bermuda may not come back, okay, out of an ugly yard, but a bad yard that is still alive, your Bermuda is going to come back. Your St. Augustine probably will not. It depends on how bad it gets.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. But I learned a bunch. Folks, I hope y'all are listening because I've just learned a bunch. And just FYI, if you miss some of the show, especially the first part, you can go to sallison.com and we have that in our archive so you can hear the whole thing again. So let's talk about, you're talking about bugs and insects too.
Sure.
Okay, Sonora.
Okay.
I don't have pest people come to my house, but not at the ranch.
Not a problem.
And with this heat,
yep.
The scorpions,
yep.
The spiders,
yep.
They all want to come to my house.
Correct. So scorpions, remember, spiders is the number one food source for scorpions. So if the goal is that I'm trying to get rid of that, so you can spray around the outside of the house, okay?
Right.
Making sure you take care of where your utilities are moving in and out, your weep holes, okay? Depends on what the structure is and where the house is located. But yes, we carry liquid products and granular products that you can do, as well as dust if you need to go and dust around the well. Think about your water well that you have out there. If you have a little drip, that's going to promote all of the pests, because they're thirsty as well, they're headed to that water. Fire ants really get bad around electrical outlets because they're going after that moisture that's in there. So there's dust that you can apply. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you to spray a liquid into electric, but a dust you can spray that's on that.
I didn't know that. So scorpions eat spiders.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because if you have a scorpion problem, you have a spider problem.
Yeah, okay. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess for the heat, they're looking for water and moisture cool too. Yes.
And so if you're spraying your own, if you're doing your own property, you know, make sure that the products that we could use, I'm not going to mention any products by name, but we have tons of them, but take care of the garage, you know, those entry points of where that, you know, you're coming in. And if you're kind of afraid of a pesticide, you really don't want to do that. You know, another great one is glue boards. You can put glue boards down at the entrance of your doors, and that will catch most of the critters that before they get in the house. If you have a house that's well sealed, bugs are only coming in the same way you're coming in.
Yeah.
Doors and windows.
That makes sense too. Okay, and mice too.
And mice too, absolutely. And so, you know, you think about this drought has really hurt a lot of our pests and our mice, because deer, for example, I mean, there's not much out there for them. When we get really rainy seasons and we have lots of tall grass and then it starts getting cold, mice start moving inside.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Well, Monty, I'm learning a lot from you.
Thanks.
I mean, we just talked about one thing. I just put a yard in.
Okay.
And it's a lot of work.
It is. But
let's talk about some do's and don'ts.
So do's are, number one is pick the right variety of grass for you. I mean, are you a yard nerd? Is that what your job is? Is that what you want to do? You want to go out there and mow 3 or 4 times a week? Do you want to have a nice, easy place that your kids can go and play? Then that's a certain variety of grass. If you're not, if you just want something cosmetic, you're working on your golf game or you're working at your work and you just don't have time to take care of that, then that's another variety of grass. And so we're welcome to have you come to the store and kind of give us the plans and the ideas what you want, so we could put the right variety of grass. And then we also have to discuss sun versus shade. You know, is this a new home with absolutely no trees in it? Then you could probably handle a Bermuda that's in there. The hybrid Bermudas is not for everyone. You've got to be a yard nerd. And what I call a yard nerd is a person that mows 2 to 3 times a week and really wants to take care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do that, then that's not the variety of grass for you.
Okay? And what about plants?
So, yeah, you can. There's a lots of drought-tolerant plants. And I know that that's going to get really popular here lately because of the drought that we're in. But we're in a cycle. We always have been. So we have peaks and valleys. And when you do a new lawn or a new landscape that you're doing, the prep work. As you build your house, the foundation is the number one thing you want to make sure of in that house, okay? Because you can put really good walls on a bad foundation, and eventually you'll have bad walls, okay? Yep. So the foundation is the work. Most people say, okay, we're going to plant our yard this weekend. Well, it's not a weekend project. It might be a weekend project to lay the grass, but you've got to go in and are you going to put a sprinkler system in? Okay, if you're going to do that, then you've got to go in and make your ditches. You put your sprinkler system in there. And